The deadly November 2013 storm, also known as Typhoon Yolanda, devastated some coastal areas of the Philippines. Catholic Relief Services CEO Dr. Carolyn Wu discussed her recent trip to the island nation, where she surveyed the damage firsthand and where CRS has been helping typhoon victims for over a year. Wu presented a slideshow of photographs tracking the early days of devastation, and newer pictures showed temporary shelters bought with donated funds.
A shelter like that probably costs several hundred dollars. So several hundred thousand dollars there probably will allow us to build about 800 homes or so. So that's 800 families times five, that's 4,000 people. That's probably a whole neighborhood, a whole village. Even $5 go a long way because it's the sustenance for a family for 1 week.
Wu explained how people who had lost everything have been able to receive provisions as they inch toward restoring some degree of normalcy in their lives. CRS deployed close to 100 people to assist typhoon victims. She noted that about 93 cents of every donated dollar is spent directly on relief. Bishop Howard Hubbard discussed the Albany Diocese's role in helping in international disasters.
We are part of a universal church, and we have to be responsive to the needs of our brothers and sisters throughout the globe. To have a concrete project like helping those who were affected by the typhoon in the Philippines is something that we can really get our young people interested in.
Hubbard says he believes that per capita, Albany is the top diocese in the country in responding to global needs. He told the gathering that hunger is the number one cause of conflict and violence in the world. In the early days after the typhoon, many people were asking and commenting on social media and other websites, why does God let things like this happen? Bishop Hubbard says the mystery of suffering is one that has never been resolved by theologians or philosophers.
We see in both the New Testament and the Old Testament that there are people who suffer tragedies that don't seem to have any rhyme or reason to it. As a result of this tragedy, we have people like the people in our diocese who are generously responding to people in need, and that shows the goodness of people in the face of the suffering of others.
Sandra Bulling is the Media and Communications Coordinator for CARE International, another entity assisting in the relief effort. Bulling experienced devastation in Tacloban City.
The largest disaster I've ever seen with my own eyes. I mean, I've been working with CARE for about 8 years now, and I have been deployed to several places in this world, but I've never seen or experienced a disaster of such a scope and of such a tragedy of like people losing their family, people losing friends, and losing their livelihoods completely.
The rebuilding process in the Philippines is well underway. Workers have been recycling building materials for home reconstruction, even harvesting wood from coconut trees toppled by floodwaters. Coconut farmers are replanting trees that will take 5 to 8 years to become commercially viable.
A lot of the Filipinos, like the women and the men we're helping, they're super, super grateful for this help. And they're sending us pictures, they're sending us thank you notes. And I think that's just something that's important also to give back to the Americans who have donated, because at the end, it was them who did it. It was them who financed it.
Links, pictures, and extended audio are at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.